I'm joined by a senior writer for The Athletic. He previously covered baseball for the Los Angeles Times, the Kansas City Star, and the Star Ledger. Andy McCullough is my guest. Andy, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm well, Jim. How about yourself?
Good, good. I appreciate you finding a way to get this done. Thank you very much.
Listen, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Typically, Andy, nothing lives up to the hype except maybe this, a 106-win Dodger team going up against a 107-win Giants team. And now we're looking at a Game 5. Generally speaking, what do you make of what you've seen from the series so far?
It's been pretty interesting. I mean, I think you are seeing kind of the two different, almost like styles of club. You know, the Dodgers are incredibly talented, but also, you know, offensively inconsistent. The Giants are very, very deep. They are, you know, wonderful at game planning. They are, you know, as scouts believe, a magnificent situational team. And so, you know, they've won the two tighter games, and the Dodgers have won two blowouts. I think it shapes up for a really, really fun matchup, you know, tomorrow night with Julio Urias going up against Logan Webb. You know, Webb was just tremendous in game one, like just really shut down the Dodgers. And Urias was, you know, good in game two, and it's been historically pretty, you know, stress-free in the postseason. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
So let's get right to that game five, Andy. What is the key for the Dodgers tomorrow night in your mind?
I mean, you know, Dave Roberts was more irritated than, you know, is certainly normal. He's pretty even irritated with their approach. And after game one, he felt like they didn't make many adjustments. They were trying to just, you know, basically swing for the fences over and over again. You know, and Webb has been using a changeup a little bit more in game one than he normally does. And so, you know, the Dodgers, in order to get to Webb, they're going to need to be a little bit more patient. They're not just going to have to chase changeups at the shins, you know, try and see his two-seamer up in the zone and drive it as they did with Kevin Gausman and Anthony DeSclafani in games two and four. So, you know, that's the big difference for the Dodgers. I mean, you know, the Urias has the sort of stuff and the composure to shut down the Giants lineup. However, you know, his command is always a little iffy, and though the Giants are able to, you know, get guys on base, get some traffic there, and then potentially, you know, go deep, which is what their offense is most of the year. That would be a successful strategy, I guess.
Andy McCullough is joining us once again. Andy, what about the Giants? If you're Gabe Kapler, for instance, how are you feeling about your bullpen going into tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, I mean, he really had to put him to work, especially in game four. I mean, they got, you know, five outs from Anthony DeSclafani. But, you know, look, they're going to have Webb, who should be able to give them, you know, two turns to the lineup. They're going to have Kevin Gausman, you know, their starter in game two, who should be able to give them a couple innings. And they're going to have, you know, at least in situational uses, Tyler Rogers, Jake McGee, and they will have a well-rested Camilo Duvall, their rookie closer. So, you know, they're not in a perfect position, but I think the day off and the combination of having two good starting pitchers who should be able to handle the bulk of the night, he's in an okay spot.
So, Andy, let me ask you this. Like, before the season started, there was so much focus on the Dodgers and the Padres.
Yeah.
And obviously we were wrong, right? I mean, should we have been focusing, easy to say now, but should we have known, should we have been focusing on the Giants all along instead?
I mean, it's a great question. I mean, I think, one, it was reasonable to focus on the Dodgers, right? They won 106 games. They're awesome. The Padres, I think, are incredibly talented. They just, you know, underperformed. The Giants are a really, really challenging team to think about because, like, you're sort of, you know, it's interesting. I've talked to a lot of scouts in the last couple of weeks, and they've reported kind of like a similar sort of, you know, experience with watching this team. They come in kind of skeptical, and they watch them for 3 or 4 days, and they're like, okay, I get it. You know, they play so well situationally. They're very prepared. They have, you know, sort of battle-tested veterans. You know, they make good decisions. Kapler has, you know, pressed the right buttons. So it's like on paper, you know, should this team be this good? You know, probably not. But I think they are, unlike a lot of, you know, modern baseball teams, they are more than the sum of their parts, if that makes sense. You know, they aren't just like sort of disparate players who all, you know, have their production. I mean, they play well as a team, and they are utilized properly, you know, if that makes sense.
I think that's a great description, actually, of what they do and who they are. Andy McCullough is joining us. Andy, before the series started, I thought you wrote a great piece about the Dodgers and where they are right now. Regardless of whether or not the season ends tomorrow or it ends with a trophy, does it feel like this is the end of an era for the Dodgers?
It certainly certainly does to me. I mean, I think that, you know, we will see if they bring back Clayton Kershaw in free agency. I would suspect he will be back, you know, but there's always a chance, you know, if he actually goes to the market. But, you know, Kenley Jansen is likely to play elsewhere next year. Corey Seager is likely to play elsewhere next year. Chris Taylor is likely to play elsewhere next year. You know, they are kind of approaching a decision point on what to try and do with Cody Bellinger. They have, you know, already shed a lot of really valuable contributors, you know, from that championship core, that division-winning core of the previous years, and especially, you know, you look at Kike Hernandez and Jock Peterson are both playing so well this postseason. So they just have a lot of challenging decisions to make this offseason, and, you know, it's not that I think that they're all of a sudden going to be, you know, an 82-win team, but I think this idea that they are going to be a juggernaut where the division, winning the division is kind of their birthright, I just don't foresee it anymore, you know, because of both the internal issues and also just the rise of the Giants. I think what Farhan Zaidi has built in San Francisco is really impressive. And, you know, from what people around the game say, what they're doing on the farm and in the draft is going to be able to keep it going. So I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an interesting winter for the Dodgers. But the idea of them just running roughshod over the West, I think is kind of over.
Andy McCullough joining us for a couple of more moments. We got a big game five in San Francisco. Andy, before I let you go, you see the Astros right back where they always are, right? They get to the ALCS. And this was after at least one White Sox player had implied that maybe there was something sketchy going on. Let me ask you this. If you were to ask players around the league and they were completely honest, do you get the sense that guys think that the Astros are still cheating on some level?
Question. I mean, I haven't asked it that directly. I mean, I do think there's a general level of distaste and suspicion of them, but I haven't asked a ton of guys like, hey, do you think they're still cheating? So I don't want to say, but there, I mean, look, this is kind of what they've earned, right? When you engage in a scandal like this, and even if it's only a handful of players on the 2020 roster, I mean, this is just part of the deal, you know, and this is one of the things that Rob Manfred talked about in terms of punishment. You know, he was like, because of the agreement with the union, they couldn't actually suspend players, but he said, you know, the punishment would come in the way they're treated, you know, by opponents, by fans and stuff. And so, I mean, I think it certainly added intrigue to what, you know, otherwise was basically like an ass kicking. The Astros were just sort of, you know, boat race the White Sox in four games, and the Astros are looking really, really strong. I would suspect, I picked them to win the World Series, and, you know, they look really, really good.
I was going to say, finally, so they're going to face the Red Sox in the ALCS, you know, a series with obvious storylines, lots of them as it relates to the scandal, Alex Cora, etc. So what are your early thoughts on the matchup before I let you go?
I think it's going to be, you know, a lot of high-scoring games. I mean, Boston's pitching is a bit of a mess, and so it's going to be a real test for Cora to sort of see if they can MacGyver their way through. I just think that Houston's offense is too deep, too dangerous, and, you know, barring the health of Lance McCullers, I mean, that, you know, if he's not able to pitch, that would be a real problem. But, you know, Houston does have a lot of good pitching both in their, you know, and like sort of their starting rotation, and then also some guys who can be, you know, long men. And so I just think Houston's too deep. That offense just does not quit. I mean, they've got like Kyle Tucker, who, you know, by some metrics was the most productive hitter in baseball this year, batting seventh. I mean, that lineup is just really, really deep, really, you know, postseason tested. And, you know, everyone hates them and everyone thinks they're cheating, but they score a lot of points. And, you know, that's kind of what matters at this time of year.
He is a senior writer at The Athletic and working really hard to get this done today. Andy McCullough, my guest. Andy, appreciate you. Thanks so much for doing that. That was great.
That was great.
Thanks for having me.
Andy McCullough joining us. All right. So you got game five. I want to get you another point of view.